I love the music so much, like conjunto music, I just love it myself. Mm-hmm. It's more, to me in a way, it's very personal.
No, yeah.
Like I want to keep it going. I want to be able to go and catch bands that play that music, you know. I even started, I have a side band too, and that's all we do. We just cover traditional Tex-Mex music, you know, and we do it in a more traditional way. Like, well, we do a lot of house parties, and we just go there, play in the living room, like little tiny amps, upright bass and stuff, yeah. And, you know, and we'll do that. Because back in the day, that's how you had concerts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would clear the living rooms, and you'd have the musicians show up, and they just play for hours in the living room, and people would just dance the conjunto music. And I've never got to experience it, but I can imagine in my head how amazing and wonderful
yeah.
You know, that was would have been, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, that old coach, man, I mean, I had, you know, some of my family played in conjunto bands, so whenever I hear conjunto music or I see a live conjunto band, I mean, it does something to me. It makes me feel a certain way, you know. I get emotional, you
yeah.
know. I don't think about the Chicano Soul. I saw Archie Bell play, but Archie Bell performed with Joe Jama, so they performed on the same bill. This was like a couple weeks ago. And I was in tears, actually, you know, watching Joe Jama. I mean, it did that to me, because that's also that was more my parents' music, was they liked Sonny and the Sunliners and
yeah.
Rudy and Reno Bobs and Danny and the Dreamers and these old Chicano Soul bands. So, man, just watching them brought back memories. It made me think about the importance of the music. You know, the fact that Joe Jama's still out there playing too was like, I mean, it was just a powerful experience, and again reminds me just how important the music is here in San Antonio.
I think too, in a lot of ways, like, music, you know, is tells stories, experiences, mm. and especially, you know, San Antonio, not a lot of people know this, but was very segregated. There's so much racism going on.
Yeah.
A lot of the reasons why those Chicano bands back in the 50s, 60s, sang in English was because they were almost forced to speak English. Mm. They weren't allowed to speak Spanish. You
yeah.
know, they would get in trouble at school. And that's very interesting. And that in itself is a big part of that history and
totally.
That story too, as well.
Yeah.
You know, so that I think that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm thinking about also the racism that you're talking about, not being able to speak Spanish, not being able to play certain venues, and the history of Chicano bands playing on the east side, you know, historically black community playing in these black venues, black musicians playing on the west side. I mean, you have that history that I think was really important to developing that unique San Antonio soul sound that comes out of there. I mean, there was a lot of components. Of course, the military presence here as well created that, you know, that particular environment that, you know, you would have that mixture going on. But
That's awesome. But
yeah, I mean, that was the reality for a lot of these musicians, is, you know, going and playing. There's something I think about being in that physical space and saying, okay, I can play here, and, you know, everybody's allowed here, because at those venues they were allowing anybody. You know, I'm thinking about Doug Somm, who was part of that, you know, white musician icon, of course, you know, a part of the West Side Sound. We're talking about, you know, San Antonio's West Side Sound. He is one of the pioneers of that music. I mean, he's a big part of also that, you know, going back and forth into different clubs and things. So, yeah, I mean, the music tells a story. The type of music being created can be very telling about the socio-political environment that it was created. I mean, I think that's why I feel that music, you know, CDs, albums, tapes, are just as important as works of literature, as books. I mean, I really believe that they can, you know, give us insight, evoke emotion, and just give us more history of the particular spaces in which the music was being created.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially corridos.
Oh yeah.
The old back ones. They were the news.
Yeah.
That's how news got around about what happened, historical events.
Exactly.